Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me at the outset to congratulate you on the chairmanship of the main committee two of the fifth review conference of the CCW. I can read and constructive outcome. Mr. Chairman, the fifth review conference represents an outstanding opportunity not only to review the implementation of the Convention and its protocols, but to envisage and advance new pertinent issues that fall under the rubric of its scope, so as to continue to be fit for purpose and achieve its objectives and purposes. Needless to say, the ultimate objective of the Convention is to protect first and foremost civilians, as well as combatants from inhumane repercussions of means and methods of warfare, causing superfluous injury and unnecessary suffering. In this connection, there is a consensus agreement that lethal autonomous weapon systems is a priority area for future work of the Convention. The evolution of artificial intelligence technology and the employment of this technology in the development of new weaponry is a game changer that will revolutionize warfare for generations to come. Coupled with increased precision and destructive power of ammunition, and with other newly emerging technologies, serious and disrupting strategic and security implications would certainly ensue. Delegating authority for machines to decide on matters related to life and death is something abhorrent and should be a compelling drive for a prohibition on, inter alia, the acquisition, research and development, testing, deployment, transfer and use of this category of weapons. The experience of blinding laser prohibition in accordance with Protocol 4 should be the guiding model of further work on laws. It has already been a well-established fact from majority of authoritative experts that encoding the relevant rules of international humanitarian law within an algorithm is not possible, therefore rendering such kinds of weapons inhumane and further aggravating its unpredictability. Pending the prohibition of all aspects of this category of weapons, Egypt supports the call for a moratorium on their development and calls upon all states to take all the necessary transparency and confidence-building measures to ensure the credibility of this moratorium until a verifiable, legally binding instrument is concluded in this regard. Mr. Chairman, we fully endorse addressing this category of weapons within an open-ended group of governmental experts, as recommended by the third informal meeting of experts held from 11 to 15 of April 2016. We take this opportunity to thank His Excellency Ambassador Simon Michel of France and His Excellency Ambassador Michael Biontino of Germany for chairing a series of meetings of experts on laws in a holistic and comprehensive manner that broadened our understanding of laws, and particularly for the efforts of Ambassador Biontino to adopt by consensus recommendations for further consideration of the Fifth Review Conference. While our ultimate objective should be prohibition of laws, we take into account that technologies employed in the development of this category of weapons is of dual-use nature, which require that guarantees are provided for the facilitation of technology transfer and peaceful uses, as well as scientific research. It is high time to take discussions on this issue further ahead, from an informal to a formal setting in the GGE, and we call upon the Fifth Review Conference to categorically endorse this recommendation and decide on an appropriate period of time for its convening, to adequately address multiple aspects of laws. The mandate as agreed upon in the third informal meeting of experts is flexible enough and can take on board different points of views expressed in successive informal meeting of experts on the way forward. Special attention, however, should be extended during deliberations in the GGE for key definitions related to this category of weapons, which will facilitate our work in delineating the scope of future prohibition. We look forward to the convening of the GGE in which Egypt would actively participate. Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman.